Back out at Historic Farm Days, the 2025 INI Anti Tractor and Gas Engine Club Showgrounds in Penfield, Illinois. $10 gets you in the gate today. If you want to do both days, they're still selling those all weekend bracelets, but it's going to be the same price as a single day at this point. $10 each day, $20 overall. Chad Baker for WITY, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. And out in a sea of red down here on the east side of the grounds with Kent Jansen, Kurt Jansen, Darren Percival, and Chuck Haney getting a phone call in the background there. They're down here with the potato digging, the threshing, and Kent, we'll start with you. Tell us about what you guys do down here.
Oh, we just kind of come and help, but my son has a potato digger, so he comes and we help dig potatoes. And potato diggers, you know, we're kind of keep people back and make sure nobody gets hurt while we're digging potatoes, and then all the kids and adults come and pick up all the potatoes. And it's really fun because the little kids get in there and pick the potatoes up, and they kind of find out where their potatoes come from. They don't just go to the store and buy them. Somebody has to grow them. So that's always kind of interesting. And then it is Red Shirt Saturday, so we started this years ago, and everybody wears our thrashing group that goes around us, all kinds of different thrashing shows, Greenville and Pontiac and several other tractors. About any tractor show we go to, we have Red Shirt Saturday. And just got to be a habit. You know, if you show up and you ain't got a red shirt on, we'll still let you come and help. But we prefer you to be in a red shirt on Saturday to help thrash.
Well, and I think I got talked into that today, it sounds like.
Yeah, we're going to give you a pitchfork and show you which end to use.
Kurt, let's talk a little bit more about you guys have an event coming up here. We'd be remiss if we didn't mention that there's other tractor shows this summer here, but a lot of the folks that are here at INI are going to be traveling downstate here in a few weeks.
Yeah, we're going to come on down to Pinckneyville and join the red shirt guys. We'll put you to work. We're also going to go to Greenville. Their tractor show, we always help out there, help those people out. And they're featuring AC this year, which is our cousin's going to be there, the AC group, AAA Alice from Effingham, Illinois. But we do a lot of things over there as well. But we've been known several years. If you need help, get a hold of Red Shirt guys. They'll come and help you. We enjoy helping. We're all farm-related somehow. Our parents were, our grandparents, and some of us farm, and we're just working people, and we love to help out and keep these things going. That's what Dad always said. You young guys got to keep this going, so our job is to get our sons and grandsons and friends and keep this going, so it just makes a fun summer.
And it really ties in the agriculture from yesteryear to those that may be accustomed to technology today, because it is more and more commonplace, Darren. I tell you, you know, there's more and more gadgets on the machines nowadays that I don't think a lot of folks really appreciate. Our grandfathers, great-grandfathers, and past generations did things back in really not that long ago.
So at home, you know, when you're in the field, and a lot of this younger generation, they understand that you get in an air-conditioned cab and you get out in the field and you push a button and you just look at your phone all day and whatever else you want to do all day sitting in that cab, as far as getting up and steering it and working and no heat. And a lot of them prairie tractors were, even if it was 90 outside, it was 110 standing behind that engine. I mean, it was just that much hotter. So yeah, there's, when you see the younger generation come and look at this, you know, some of them look at it at first thinking, man, that's stupid. Why would anybody want to do that? Well, then put it in the mindset that that's what your grandfathers did and to put you to where you're at today. So if you look back at how things are built, the machines, how they're built, I work at a machine shop, and I'm more impressed with the generations in 1913 when you look at what they did with what they had to work with. No computers, no designs. They come up with it in their head and a pencil and a paper, and they went and made all this stuff work. Once you look at that, once you run it, you operate it, learn how it works, it makes you really respect what you have today. So,
absolutely. And Chuck, I tell you, you see a lot of the younger generation coming out, checking this out. I'm sure that the looks on their faces are that of bewilderment whenever you have to sit there and try to explain all the techniques and everything that they needed to know. It is a little bit of a culture shock.
Yes. The modern day combine, I'm going to say, well, the International came out theirs in 77, the rotor, that was revolutionary. But before that, everything was the same as what these thrash machines are now. Basically same design. So see how long that lasts. You know, that lasted 80-100 years. And it is, you sit back and you just watch, at like at Pinckneyville or Greenville or wherever the other shows, And like you said, the younger generation just sits back and they look like, or you can see the look on their face like, why are they doing this? You know, well, that's how it was done. And we know a guy in Muddy Pond, Tennessee. Now this is getting, they make molasses from his mom and dad. And his two brothers decided, you know, we have to get this modernized from the way we used to do it. So they started designing stuff on their own. And that's what this was all about too. You know, we make it better. We try, we fail, we try again. But that's what it really is.
There is a lot of troubleshooting that has gotten us not only through that era, but gets us back to today. But wrapping up with you here, Kent, of course, we see you out here every year. Not only are you the gateway to the trail to the background there with the campground and folks heading back to that hog motel that Russell Boer always talks about, but for folks that are on that path, I'm sure you get a lot of curious folks down here during those presentations. I know I've seen over the years lots of folks lining up and they're curious. They ask a lot of questions.
Yeah, just not unusual for maybe even a young kid, someone that's 10, 13 years old, watching our real old thrash machine back here. It was built in 1903, which is basically the same design as Chuck was talking about there years ago. But you can kind of look in and see it and put your hands in the wheat. And they're curious, and they try to teach them, you know, let them know where their food comes from and how it works and how do you get the wheat out of the bundles. And it's interesting. It's always somebody that asks a lot of questions, and it's interesting to me that kind of let them know how things work. Kind of grew up with that. If something didn't work or I broke a toy, I had to take it apart and find out how come it broke. Yeah. Usually it was rough, a little bit too rough treatment, but it might have done that just so I could take it apart and see how it worked.
Absolutely. We're always grateful for you guys coming up here from downstate down in the Sigel and Effingham area. And of course, this summer, you guys have a full summer. You're going to be hitting a lot of shows, as we mentioned, Greenville, Pinckneyville, be out at Half Century of Progress. And that's just around all your everyday jobs, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. But I retired, so this year I can go and I don't have to rush here and I don't have to rush home. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. And I want to mention Mr. Baker here because he's an Effingham area, Sigel area, so it's kind of like talking to an old friend, so we appreciate what he did.
Well, I appreciate that as well. It's always good to catch up with familiar faces from back home and, of course, exchange worlds a little bit here, you know, bring you guys into our world. Big thanks to Kent Jansen, Kurt Jansen, Darren Percival, and Chuck Haney for spending some time with us talking about the threshing machines as well as the potato digging here at the I&I Historic Farm Days for 2025. More reports coming up here on WITY. I'm Chad Baker.